Bob and Bob.
Hi, is Mr. Rex in?
He's with a client right now. Oh. Can I take a message?
Oh, it's just your boring diamond girl, Aubrey. I'm just here.
Hey, Aubrey, how you doing?
I'm good, hon. How are you?
Good.
You sound chipper. You sound like you got a bit of a cold, though.
Yeah, I've been battling this stuff for a couple of months.
Refusing
to break up the congestion. I drink a lot of hot tea and everything. Somebody said, try this, try that.
Yeah.
And, you know, 3-6s with quinine is the most nastiest medicine you can take. And if that didn't do it, I just don't know.
Ted, can I offer a suggestion? Only because I have a lot of, I know everybody does this to you, but I just have a lot of knowledge in like the holistic side of things, and I do a lot of herbal.
I like
things.
Holistic.
Okay, so do you ever, when you said you do teas, like herbal teas, do you ever think about mullein, like a mullein tea?
Mullein? No.
M-U-L-L-I-N. And it's, mullein.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, M-U-L-L-E-N or I-N, I can't remember, but it's mullein.
Okay.
And actually, it's like the Native American tobacco back in the day, or the old-timers TP if you were out in the woods, because it's that really soft, you know, kind of thing, which they did use it for, like, you know, TP back in the day when they needed to. But it actually helps a lot with upper respiratory when you drink it as a tea. On Amazon, if you want, I'll just send some to the store and you can try it out. But it brought up all of that COVID nonsense. I used to be a smoker before I got super sick in the spring, as you know. And I haven't been, but after 20 years of being a smoker, it was a lot that came up, and it was very hard because I don't have a very good gag reflex to do that hot tooey thing to, like, you know, I can't do that. It's not because I'm a lady. I'm really a sailor all day long.
You can't
but
do it. Yeah.
I just can't do it. I have, like, this weird esophageal velopharyngeal closure thing. I can't remember. But that being said, that mullein tea online on Amazon, I tried, like, 3 different kinds so far. Because there's some with ginger, there's some with other additives that if your body needs it, it's a good thing. Look it up because it brought everything up and it was so much faster. And like friends of mine that quit smoking in the past said, God, it took me 6 to 8 weeks and I think I got it all up within 3. It wasn't easy. It was kind of like doing a cleanse, though. Like if you wanted to get it out and do it quickly and it's been lagging for a long time, that's when you need it the most. So it's an expectorant.
I've been lagging. I've been lagging for several months, and we just came back from up north, Baltimore, and a friend of ours gave us this medicine because one of the girls got sick with a colon congestion and everything, sounding like me, and she has it, but she lives like, maybe 30 minutes from me, and I'm like, just give me a teaspoonful. Just give me something, a little bit in a medicine bottle. You know, let me just pop this thing in me and get it out.
Well, do you do any, do you like garlic?
Not a whole lot, but.
If you don't. Sometimes what I also do, if you're not a big garlic fan, sometimes pickled garlic or just garlic cloves and honey. And then you can smush those up as like a confit after you let them sit in honey and ferment after a couple of weeks. Garlic is a natural remedy for so many things for your body, and ginger as well, and turmeric, and all of those icks and all those roots are so good for your body if you can get as much as you can in you. But also magnesium sprays, like after you bathe and shower, on your feet, bottom of your feet, and just let it dry.
I just bought the magnesium spray yesterday out of Whole Foods.
Yes.
Somebody
isn't it
told
awesome?
Me
Did
about
you try it
because I was looking for the oil, and the stores don't carry the oil.
No, yeah,
and I went
no.
to Whole Foods, and I found the spray, and I bought it.
Yeah, the oil is not – yeah, I don't even know if you – I would stay away from the oil because I think the oil would have something to do more with food-based. But, like, magnesium is – there's 3 different kinds, and there's, like, the sulfate, citrate, and another fate of some sort. So you got to make sure you're taking the right one for your remedy. Make sure you, you know, all that stuff. Learning about all my blood with having this B12 deficiency, as you know, and the heart attack and everything else, I've learned so much. But our bodies are pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, you know?
So try that mullein tea. If you know anybody or if you have a Whole Foods there, they have a section at Whole Foods, at least at my Whole Foods.
Yeah, and you can
go and pick individual teas. Go try a couple of the different mullein teas. I love that you have Whole Foods. I should have figured you guys did.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I will do that. I have it written down. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay, well, I will let you go. I was just trying to get a hold of Mr. Rex or Carlene, just anybody that might be needing anything. So if anybody does, then just let me know. I'm here.
Okay, I will let them know.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk
and you better feel better the next time I talk
will.
To you.
I promise
hope
you
so.
Yeah. Okay.
I pray from my lips to God's ears.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.